everybody! It's been a while with this, and welcome to the C-List Villains. We are your hosts tonight, Luke and Red. Hey, Luke, how you doing?
It's been a little while. It's good to be here.
It's nice. See, you got this haircut. You all cleaned up.
Yeah, I had to be respectable. I had to be in front of people for a little bit.
Man, it's definitely a well-taken break for all of us, even though we had other stuff to do in the background. But yeah, creatively, it was kind of needed because we were getting kind of stale. So
definitely. Yeah, I know for me, I feel a lot more centered. I was getting burned out for sure. It wasn't really because of like me. It was just because there was no good stuff coming out.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I feel you on that. Everything was like bits and pieces here and there. We got a little bit of a few shows on Disney Plus, a few shows on Amazon. Like, but we can really jive on what to watch and review, and even movies we kind of like just lagged our feet on it because it's like is it interesting enough for us to do a review on?
Well, I mean, like, I loved Ant-Man, but a lot of people did not like Ant-Man. And I think it ended up flopping. I don't think it ended up making
money. I think it made enough money, but I don't think it's superhero fatigue. I think people's expectations have gone a lot higher since phase one, and being the end of phase four and jumping into phase five, people were expecting a lot more, you know. But you got your big baddie set up in Kang, even though the actor himself is in trouble, but you know. I mean, not
Jonathan officially. Majors was my, he's seriously, I was, the second I saw him in Lovecraft Country, I was just like, this is the guy. I love this guy. He's got a bright future. Who knows what happened? I don't think we'll ever know.
No, I think there was already reports where the lawyer had already said that the accusation was false and that she's rescinded her.
Listen, the accusation was 100% not false. It was, I think it went down. Nobody calls the police if something didn't go down. Something went down.
Something did went down. But,
you know,
how serious it is, we don't know.
And I think he either got a reality check of, do you want to see this guy be homeless? Or do you want to be the girlfriend of a mega celebrity?
Yeah, like the next Chadwick Boseman. Miss So is asking, how's the teaching going on, Luke?
Well, it is a different post-COVID, pre-COVID teaching.
Woo!
It's different. It is different. Kids are different.
Well, what was
not in a bad way. They just their attention span is gone. It's just gone.
Do you think that they'll need extra remediation for the past 3 years that they were homeschooled?
About 2 years. Yeah, about 2 years of loss.
Wow. So definitely this generation is going to be really slow on the job market then. So when my company is starting to hire the next generation, then definitely it's going to be a hard look at what their education is like during COVID.
Yeah. Or it's that might be good too, because they might be like fresh minded, you know. We gotta rethink education. We just really do. We gotta, like, the kids who can't sit still, the boys who can't sit still, the girls who can't sit still. That's not a bad thing. And I freaking hate having to come down on these kids just for, you know what I mean? Not being able to sit in a chair for 8 hours.
The ADD has gotten worse, I guess. But
I don't even think it's – now, AD, I do agree with you. There is ADHD or ADD. That does exist. But I saw this psychologist talking about it, and he's like, you put the kid who has ADD out in the forest with a group of kids, that kid, the wildest kid in your classroom, becomes the leader out in the wilderness. You know what I mean? And he's like, not just sometimes, every time boy or girl.
Or they could be the first one dead just because they went like gung-ho on a mushroom. it was poisonous.
Totally. But we got to rethink education. We got to think broader, more open-minded spectrum, not sit in your cubicle desk all day and take the standardized test. And we got to think more open.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's going to happen. Because these test companies have like a throttle grip on education. Like this one company makes $4 billion a year just pumping out tests at schools on like kindergartners and first graders. $4 billion a year on tests.
Right, who sets these standards? Like stuff changes for every generation where you don't need to retain certain historical.
Yeah. And the standards we're using were made 20 years ago. Yeah. And we're still using the same ones. They're not being modified. They're not being updated. It's just the same nonsense.
I think I failed algebra just because, what do you call it? They changed it to this remedial kind of math where everything's all word problems. Like, dude, I like seeing just the actual equation. I don't need to solve word
problems. Oh, yeah. I remember that in California.
Oh man, that was horrible. I was an A student up until they changed the math program.
I remember that. Was it called like IMP or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
That was awful.
Even the teachers had a bad time just teaching it just because it's a brand new system. And I think that was installed by George Bush years and came through him.
Yeah, I think it was Clinton, actually. Clinton put it in. But with bad teaching. And it's not bad teaching. I don't think there's bad teachers. It's just being able to figure out how to work with kids. And because there's no bad kids, in my opinion, there's no bad kids. It's figuring out the tool that child needs to make them successful. And oftentimes right now, I do not have the tools in my skill set for a lot of these current kids.
I mean, they're not, like you said, they pre-COVID it was a lot easier because they already went through the system.
Yes.
Post-COVID, because they were out of the actual building and didn't have a teacher at their presence except through the screen, that all that discipline and I guess, you know, all the rhythm is gone.
Yep. The rhythm's gone. So many teachers have let, like in this, the school I was working at, the guy that I took over for had only been there for 15 months. Another, like all the teacher, not a single teacher I met had been there more than 3 years.
Oh, wow. So these guys were not even teacher's assistants. They went straight from college and jumped right into the fire.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. So many people have left teaching. Going to work for Costco for more money. You know what I mean?
You're not giving these guys incentives to stay. I mean, even with your union protecting you, you still have to like work your way up to the ranks in order to have that golden parachute. And
exactly.
Yeah, you're right, man. So they are relearning to socialize again, but it seems like it's getting harder when they're always focusing on this.
And yeah, it hasn't changed. So they came back. But I've been thinking, like, how do we incorporate, like, what we do into education? You know what I mean? Comic books, movies, entertainment. How do we do that? Bring stuff kids are interested in.
Definitely.
So that's kind of what I was doing with these kids when I was in the classroom. I was trying to make it interesting for them. And
well, if you keep it,
if I'm interested, they're interested. If they're interested, they're learning.
Make it a whole pop culture quiz game for every Friday. And that way they at least stick to not just the pop culture stuff, but the stuff that you get to review during the week. And then have that quiz game every Friday. Like, hey, do you remember what we talked about on this day? And, you know, what's the definition of this when we were talking about it on Tuesday?
Totally. That's a good idea, actually. But my time in that position's done now, so I'm back to – this Sunday is going to be the first sale back comics. start slinging some books again. And dude, I've got some cool stuff that's come in. Some really cool stuff.
I know you've liquidated a bunch of stuff that wasn't moving. Where is the new stuff now? Is it in the shed or is it right in behind you?
No, I've been buying. So I've still been buying collections the past few months. There's been some comic shops have gone under that I've bought some liquidation from them. Good stuff. So I'm excited. There's not as much bulk out there. And I sold 118 boxes in December probably.
Yeah.
And I put like a secret little mark on them all. And I'm seeing them like on different places. Show pop up. People being like, collection for sale. I'm like, okay.
Okay, someone made their money reselling your stuff. That's good. Yeah. At least you know that box is moving around.
Mm-hmm. It's moving around, baby.
I wonder how much of that the other seller parted out on that in your collection, and then which parts of the cities that they reached.
Well, I'm always real honest too. Like if I sell huge, I'm like, it's bulk. There's no keys. You're not gonna find a key book in here. You know what I mean? It's all just dollar bin stuff. So I try and be honest about that. You gotta be.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I fucking got scammed on eBay. My first foray into eBay in a while. Because I don't do eBay really any at all. Mm-hmm. I do direct to consumer or Facebook, Instagram. It's more fun that way, right?
Yeah, it's personable.
Yeah, you get to meet the seller. You can ask for pictures more easily. eBay, there's just a whole rigmarole. So I'm going to post this question to the community and to you, Red. Let me ask you this question.
All right.
In fact, let me pull this up. I'm going to pull up this listing. Because this is pretty interesting.
You said rigmarole. That's like the second time I heard that word in like 3 years. Yeah, you brought up like a rarely used word there. It's that teacher in you.
I know. Okay, so here we go. Look at this listing right here. There it is.
Okay, Super Mario World. Complete in box. All right.
CIB. That means complete in box, right?
All right, yeah.
So you had a nice box. I bid. This was my bid.
$280, okay.
$280.
Okay, retail back in 1992 were probably $50.
Mm-hmm.
For that. Okay. Or it came with the console.
Or it came with the console.
Okay.
And it's sold. And I've been I check sold comps, and you know, $200-$300 they've been selling for. But this box was really nice. And I was like, ooh, I really want this one. This box is clean. So I put a max bid, a healthy bid, very healthy, about three times that amount because I really wanted it.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's balls. Just to win it.
So, and I read, so here, now people are like, well, Luke, the box ended up being fake. The guy, it was an inkjet special.
Okay. A reproduction.
So people are like, well, Luke, you fucked up because you didn't read the description. Well, I read the description. Up for grabs, Super Mario NES replacement box. And so I read that as, okay, he found another box, paired it with the cartridge, and is selling it, right?
Okay. That makes sense.
Replacement. No, it was a he made the box.
reproduction. So I think they do that a lot with Funkos as well. There's a lot of Chinese knockoffs with the Funko box faked.
But when I found out, I messaged him. I was like, hey, man, I'm kind of a purist collector. I got to have everything original. I apologize. I'm not going to be able to use this. Like, and he's like, nope, it's yours. Sorry, no returns.
Backstory. Does I'm the like, cartridge work?
Huh?
Does the cartridge work?
I already have like three cartridges.
Okay.
I just bought this really just for displaying on my Mario collection because I'm a huge Mario collector. That's what I collect for my PC. He would not accept a return.
Motherfucker.
I'm like, bro, you or sis, you had the box is fake. Like, what are you doing? Like, you can't have a fake box and say it's complete in box, CIB.
Yeah. Yeah, but the key word is replaced or...
Replacement. And he's like, no, I put that in the description of the box for his replacement. I was like...
That's really vague.
I was like, but still, even though you put replacement, that still means you have... That just could be a different box. You found a different box and put them together.
Well, technically you did, but you had to reprint it.
I was like, either way... The title doesn't match the description. That's a
yeah. It's like, is the car parts matching?
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
It's the actual car. The engine itself is nice, but now you got the fiberglass body instead of the old original body.
Exactly, or it's all bondoed. You know, it's all bondo under the paint.
Oh, Mistel is asking, did he have good reviews?
No, he did have 100% positive reviews, but he didn't have much video game, only like one or two video games. The rest was like rocks and like crystals and stuff. So I thought, he found a game, you know, and he's just selling it. But he would not, for like a week, he would not do a refund. And he kept sending me just these messages. You're an awful bidder, and oh, you know, you're wasting my time, and you like this game is yours and you can resell it and I'm not refunding you.
What is like, hey, you have the right of way. You're the customer. If you're not satisfied with the product, you have every right to return it. That's what eBay's policies are on returns.
Well, and no, but I get it. Like eBay is like, hey, if you don't if you don't want, or if you messed up, or if you know, sometimes they won't accept a return. Very rarely, but
the product isn't what they was described when it was.
Yeah. And I was like, come on, man! Like you haven't even shipped it. Like just keep it and refund me. Just relist it with the correct title, complete in reproduction box, not replacement.
So did he give in finally?
He did finally refund me, yes. Right. But it took a while. It did take a while. But now I'm all put off on eBay. And well, now I know why eBay always sides with the buyer.
Yeah, at least then like you know what's out there that you can be tricked or scammed just because people are like that. And Michelle's asking, did you leave him a bad review?
I didn't. I'm not. I haven't even looked yet. I haven't even looked, to be honest.
If you send us the username, we'll review bomb. How about that?
Well, if you buy crystals from it, you get.
I'm not into crystals, but yeah, except when I was younger, I was smoking them. But nah. Chris.
Oh man, that is funny.
So is right. eBay is so dicey. Yeah, there's been some bad ones in all our history. But you know, it's people need to sell their shit, and that's the best like online garage sale that you can go through.
So I'm going back. I'm going back to local. There's so many local like little shows up here.
Oh yeah, did you even go to Fan Expo Portland when?
No, I didn't. I was going to, and then just that day, it was like a hard weekend at the school, and I just didn't have the energy. I just didn't have the energy to go walk the floor. I wanted to so bad because John Boy was there. Jeremy Clarkson was there. Oh, so many cool artists were there.
Yeah, Kellen had a bunch of posts from that weekend. Like, he had a great time.
Yeah, the Back to the Future guy. The Hobbits were there.
Oh, yeah. My coworker got me a signed picture of Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, it just breaks my heart. I couldn't make it. I literally just did not have the energy. I had the money. I had the time. I had everything. It's just, I was just the hard work week of teaching. And sometimes you just do not get out of bed all weekend as a teacher.
Sometimes you got to miss out on the good stuff just to recharge. And you know, shit, I'm working on the house and this stuff behind me. And,
Oh my gosh, how is the remodel going?
It's doing fine. I got this room almost done as far as like painted, but I'm not gonna put everything back. And then I got two of the bedrooms to paint plus the washroom. Yeah,
are your parents totally back now?
Yeah, they're here for now. They're here until they go back in August. And then, so when they're done, already done filing for taxes, and you know, they're gonna recharge, get all the stuff they need for the hotel down there, and then get it shipped out.
Now, when is the opening?
It's open now.
Well, oh, it's open.
Yeah, it's a soft open. Yeah.
So when are you going then? To
That's a good question. I don't know yet, but if you want to come with me, then we'll go together.
We're definitely going. I'm going to make it a business trip, and we'll get some write it off.
and Steven Segovia they're ready to hang out.
Man, let's do it. Let's go over there, and I want to chill out in the Philippines for a while.
Yeah, we'll enjoy some beach, some vitamin B, get some sand in our toes.
Yes, that's so. Let's do it. Let's go to the Philippines.
And you know what do we got left on this year? We got San Diego Comic Con, RCC in September.
I'm on the fence right now. I'm getting a booth right now.
Okay.
On September. Only because I have the product. In fact, I have more boxes now than ever to get over there. And
you know the customer base is there. They're always asking for stuff.
I know.
You're the porn star in church because you're all the way on the other side where there's no other comic book vendors, you get all the attention there.
Seriously. And nobody has the bulk. Nobody brings the bulk like I do and gives deals like I do. That's the thing with cons. People want mega price. Well, it's the guys who go like the circuit, right? So if you're dropping $1,000 every 2 weeks on booths, you know what I mean? You've got to. Like, where are you getting your... You don't even have time to source, really.
Mm-mm. And all that labor is from you. So you're... And then whoever's helping you out that weekend, whether it's going to be me or Kellen or anybody else, like, it's still mostly your labor that you're putting in.
Yeah. And I could get... I could price stuff out, like dollar books... $5 books, but it's just so much more fun just to wheel and deal.
Oh yeah, yeah. Those bulk sales are always good to have. You know, yeah, we had the simple stuff, like the stuff that you couldn't move as on the 50 cent box. You know, that way we can at
least... or like that really old guy with the cart. He was like an old Mexican grandpa that just
got... Oh, that's right. He bought a shit ton of books for me. He's like, hey, load up the box. Do whatever you want.
Dude, he was just like dumping books. Like, the books were bent. He's like, these are for my grandchildren. He bought $600 in comics from me. And just like, this was like dumping them in there. I was like, let me help you sort them. I'll give you a box. And he's like, no. No.
No. They're just gonna learn how to read.
He's like pushing me away.
Major issue says I give deals.
Yeah. Jeff! Dude, look at the actually my man Major Issues hooked me up with this at a show a few weeks ago. Dude, this is sexy right here, Red.
Oh shit. Okay.
Stan Lee signed Spider-Gwen. Edge of Spider-Verse 2 signed by Stan Lee.
Damn, okay. I remember I bought a raw one from you like years back, and now you upgraded to that.
I know, that's a major upgrade right there.
Oh yeah.
Thank you, Jeff, for that. That's fun.
That's a sweet one.
Yeah, that's sexy.
So that's staying in the PC for now, right?
Yeah, for now. Oh yeah, for sure.
Along with the Albedo number 2.
The Albedo 2.
This
is another cool one.
Oh yeah.
The sneak preview Mario.
Alright. Well, speaking of Mario, you're the only one out of us that went to go see it. So give us your rundown of it and how what you think.
Mario, 10 out of 10. 11 out of 10. 11 out of 10.
It was everything you expected.
It was perfect. I don't say this often, but it really was the perfect movie.
Okay.
Animated movie. So if you don't like animation, it's not for you. I'll just say that up front.
Okay, so the whole Chris Pratt thing as the voice of Mario is pretty good then. Then
you totally forgot about Chris Pratt. You totally forgot. 5 minutes in, you totally forgot.
Okay.
Jack Black, Keegan-Michael Key killed it as Toad. The princess, Anya, what's her name, from the chess show.
Okay, all right, the Queen's Gambit?
Yeah, Princess Peach.
Okay, okay.
Everyone did great. Everyone, but Jack Black stole the show.
All right.
Jack Black was the star. Absolutely.
Now, there was something on the socials about it being anti-woke. What would it be to make it anti-woke?
I don't even know what woke is.
I don't know. I know what woke is on as far as like what the other side was trying to make it to be, but I don't even know why they're trying to make it this like it made a bunch of money because it's anti woke.
Woke is just like, dude, like we're just trying to live our lives here.
Yeah, woke is not being an asshole and then you know trying to put people down. That's being more.
You think that like conservatives would be like more for people just like, oh, an American person got a Bud Light beer deal. That's awesome. Congratulations. And people are like, we're going to fucking never buy Bud Light again.
Oh, man.
The American is on the can. How fucking dare that?
And there's other companies that have gone the LGBTQ promotion route, and then they're trying to cancel every time that there's something woke on the product, or you know, and they're having this. I guess we're going a little bit into politics. That there's this little false equivalency with you know Land O'Lakes Indian, the Aunt Jemima on the syrup bottle, the Uncle Ben on the rice. Like, dude, like those.
Yeah,
have some kind of racist and cultural appropriations on there, or versus, you know, this LGBTQ figure on the beer can or just the rainbow, it just shows representation.
It's a corporation. It's a marketing gimmick.
Corporations don't give a shit. They're just saying
they don't give a shit about anybody but themselves.
Yeah,
like they're saying is this going to create a conversation? And it did.
I bet they made a whole shit ton of money with all those conservatives buying all that beer just to crush it.
Yeah. GOP only cares about power and money. Dems aren't much better. Yeah, I agree. It's two sides of the same coin. It really is. You're just flipping the coin. It's one coin. Dems, and it is. I just, We need a third party just to like shake things up. We really do. Something to.
Yeah, we'll just start the villain party.
It's livening it up. Third party, baby.
We'll do the villain party.
The villains.
Well, speaking of like going back into the conversation with Mario and Jack Black, did you see him in the last episode of Star Wars, Mandalorian?
Dude, him and Lizzo, it felt like regional theater. It really did, but it was awesome. But it did feel like regional. It felt like regional theater. It did not,
because Lizzo's not no trained actress. But
no, it was bad. It was so bad, but it was so bad. Awesome. I did love it, but I was like, this is very bad.
It was like a high school production of Shakespeare.
It was. I gotta listen. I gotta keep it real. I love Lizzo. I love Jack Black. I love Mando. I love me some Mando. I love me some Bo-Katan, some Baby Yoda. But that shit was high school production with Disney money for props.
Well, a little bit, but that was also directed by our girl.
BDH.
Yeah, BDH.
I love BDH too. She does good, but it was corny. It was corny as hell. That shit was corny.
All right, so we have two episodes left of Mandalorian here, and what are you expecting in the next two episodes?
Man, I am not expecting anything. This season is whack. I'm not expecting anything.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, no, this season is bad. But I'm enjoying it. That's the weird thing. It's a bad season, but I'm still enjoying it. I'm not
finding a way to tie it to the next sequel trilogy, which is Last Jedi or what was the other one?
Daisy Ridley coming back.
Daisy Ridley stuff. And I can see why that Mandalorians weren't in that franchise, in that trilogy. Yeah. And maybe that's what they're aiming for, that the Mandalorians are somewhat extinct by the time that generation happened.
Damn. Fucking Mandalorians, man. I think bringing Daisy Ridley is giving us what absolutely nobody asked for, except for Disney. And you know why they're doing it? Because have you been to Galaxy's Edge?
Not yet.
You gotta go, man. You gotta go.
I thought we were gonna do this whole group trip.
I'll go. I'll do a group trip.
All right,
I'll fly down to Anaheim for a group trip. But it's fun, but man, she is front and center down there. Her and Kylo Ren, the whole team. It's all around the sequel trilogy, the whole land.
And do you think it's just redemption for the shit that she got in the last trilogy, where even Ahmed Best got a new title, new role in Mandalorian as a Jedi? No matter how small the role was, but it made him at least more relevant in the Star Wars universe versus him being
Darth Vader. Okay, no, hear me out. Now that shit was sick. Ahmed, that was sick. I love to see. I was like, yes, made my heart happy. Got feelings in my goosebumps. But how fucking sick would it have been, Red, if that was Jar Jar? Jedi Jar Jar.
Okay.
Dude. Yeah. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, Jedi Jar Jar.
Being off serious, I would be really impressed with that. I would be really impressed if that was Jar Jar, but I don't think Ahmed Best even wanted to dig up that character unless it was really necessary.
See, Blue Hellion's on here. Darth Jar Jar. Okay, that'd be sick too, actually.
Yeah, Darth Jar Jar, yes, because there are just so many rumors of him turning dark side.
I would like that. Or Jedi Jar Jar. JJJ. I did like seeing Ahmed, though. That just made me. I was like, chef's kiss. Thank you. That was some fan service. That was for us.
And that was for Ahmed. That was for, you know, him getting kind of a.
Well, it was for him, but it was for us, too.
Yeah.
Giving him some love. The fans were like, yes.
Do you think they'll do the same thing for that Asian chick? I forgot her name. That played Rose.
Oh, Rose. See, I did not hate her. I liked her in the. Yeah, I liked her.
But I think because of the way that they portrayed her role, where she was kind of some kind of love interest for
Finn. She die with the she drove the ship to save Finn? Did she die or no?
No. She was still alive. It was her sister that died.
Sister,
yeah.
She got fan hatred. Listen, sequel trilogy, it's simple. Make Finn the Jedi. Don't kill Snoke. Leia hugs Chewie. And for God's sake, Rey and Kylo do not fucking kiss. Okay? All right. Just give me those four things.
So you would rather have a...
That's it.
You film for those scenes and then add it to the current collection and instead of just refilm the whole storyline.
Yep.
Okay.
Give me those edits. Give me a digital Leia hugging Chewie, not Rey. Keep Snoke. Just keep him. Don't kill him.
I mean, Carrie Fisher's already signed off on being in the movie.
And make Finn the Jedi. Yeah. The story of a Force-sensitive stormtrooper abandoning his post to go seek out the Jedi. What a beautiful story that would be.
Indeed. It's, again, like a redemption arc for him.
But what did we get? We got hot garbage.
I mean, you would think that... Not Finn, but the Oscar Isaac character was going to be the next Han Solo, but
he was supposed to be. Yeah, they kind of
watered him down.
They watered him down.
And all the attention went to BB-8 as far as like the cuteness factor.
Yeah, the BB-8. Like the only thing my kids love BB-8. BB-8 is like their R2-D2. They love him.
AR is. I think the Naboo starship they get away with it was Senator Binks. Well, I don't remember Jar Jar having a Naboo fighter.
Maybe. Okay.
But it could be, yeah, because, you know, he does go back to Naboo and he's still represented it by the end of Revenge of the Jedi. So maybe, yeah, that could be a shit. Or there's always going to be a tie-in to the last universe with that.
Yeah, but if I swear to God, if they ever do that jump weapon bullshit, my eyeball's going to pop out like Jeremy Renner's, okay? I'm going to lose it.
What, the exhaust release for him just to... Not go into warp or light speed. It's just the exhaust is pushing them away from.
No, they do like the slice through the ship. You know, they like hyperspace through a ship and it cuts it in half.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, we don't do that. It's just Star Wars.
it's a kamikaze maneuver, though.
Speaking of which, did you watch? Actually, let's pull it up. YouTube. Jeremy Renner walking out on Jimmy Kimmel made me tear up a little bit. It was pretty heartwarming. Can we pull that up?
Give me a sec here. Give me a sec while you're
and talking. It's on Jimmy Kimmel Live's YouTube. And what I did not realize, and he said this on Jimmy Kimmel, his eyeball popped out of his skull.
Wow. When
the snow cat ran over him.
Okay. All right. Do you want the full interview or do you want just the part where?
No, yeah, the full interview, just the walkout. We got to just watch the walkout.
Okay, the walkout itself, right. And then let me put this on widescreen. And then we're going to add the stream. And here we go. Let's check it out. And I'll hit pause after that. Where's the, oops.
Oscar-nominated actor and Avenger who beat Thanos, Loki, and a 14,000-pound snowplow. We're happy he is here. He has a new show called Renovations premiering Wednesday on Disney+. Please welcome the indestructible Jeremy Renner.
How does he look so good?
Wow. Okay.
This is only 4 months later.
looks like this.
He does have a limp, but he has 35 bones.
Look at you. This is ridiculous. Was this a publicity stunt?
Absolutely.
Now, if there was any question as to who the toughest Avenger was, that's settled now, right?
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson.
Forget Hemsworth. A little bit of guys. It's you. You're the guy.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, it's very. I think we. I speak for all of us when I say, thank God. Look at you. You look great. We're glad to see you here.
I'm glad to be here. It's good to be here. Thank you.
Oh yeah. This was. Oh, yeah. I imagine everybody knows the story, but we've heard it from you when you spoke to Diane Sawyer. But on New Year's Day, you woke your nephew up to help you plow some snow, and your snow plow started sliding towards your nephew. Yep. You got in front of the snow plow. Is that correct?
I tried to jump back on it to stop it from running him over, and then I got eaten up under the tracks.
You got under the snow plow.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was very bad. That was a very, very bad way
to start the year.
Yeah. For both of you, for you and your nephew.
Yeah. That was.
You broke more than 30 bones?
Yeah, it's like 35 or so.
35 or so. You have to say or so when you're counting up how many bones you broke.
We kept discovering them as they were going along because it went from critical order of priority of like, what am I going to die from or not? And then, it was 6 weeks later, finding another break and another break and another break. So
let's put you in Evel Knievel territory.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it's like I got lucky in a lot of ways. So I'm happy to be here.
Hey, one day.
Isn't it funny to say you got lucky after getting run over by a snowplow that broke so many bones?
Well, you have to think, like, it's a giant metal, like, cookie roller, right?
Yeah.
And it just missed every vertebrae, right? Didn't hit any organs. Didn't my brain didn't swell, nothing like that. And my eye did pop out. That's weird. But I got very lucky that none of the organs got messed up into my spine.
It pierced your liver though, right?
It pierced your liver, but it wasn't dangerous,
Collapsed lung.
Yeah, that's fine. I got another one.
Okay, let's go. All right.
Damn. Okay, so the eye popped out, but didn't fully come out of the socket. Then that's what I'm assuming.
I think it popped out and was being held on by
the nerves,
the stuff, the stuffage, and was just hanging.
Damn.
And his nephew was with him for 45 minutes.
Just. Putting everything back together and compressing the
blood. I don't know what his nephew. I think his nephew is probably calling. I think his nephew is a teenager or maybe early, early 20s. Yeah, a lot of details we don't know. Like, how do you get the snow cat off you? I guess you just back it up.
But then the doctor, the neighbor, had to go, get him all sutured up and then get ready for to be hoisted into the helicopter.
But that really, man, that made me feel good. That made me feel good for him.
That's great. It's
there really was a guardian angel or somebody looking out for him, because that is insane that he did not die for that. His time is not up.
Oh yeah, he's destined for more good things, and hopefully it's a few more Hawkeye roles and maybe even some Star Wars ones.
I don't know if he's gonna be doing too much moving around in the future, but if we can get him
Hawkeye, huh?
Old man Hawkeye. That is for anyone that has seen Logan, the movie Logan, Old Man Logan, which is that's based on, Old Man Hawkeye is the one who they partner together. It's a killer story. How sick would that be? Jeremy Renner, Hugh Jackman.
That'd be great. That would be great as far as like that being part of the plot line in the Deadpool 3 movie. Dan's saying what most people don't realize is Jeremy's actually part of the Weapon X program. You know what? He could have adamantium right now on those bones, just getting stitched together.
Hey, my whole forearm is titanium. Both bones.
Dang. So you can't even get through a metal detector then.
Well, it's all grown over now, so it won't beep anymore. But the first few years, it wouldn't. I couldn't.
But with that canon shit, that he could be the new professor for future X-Men movies and retire the Hawkeye character.
Yeah, I could see that too. But in the, he's already so embedded in the MCU. It, I don't know if it worked.
Yeah, people. Well, unless he's the variant of Professor X, that would be the only one that would work. Because who was slated for to be Professor X? It was Giancarlo Esposito. He wants that role.
He would slay. He would. Oh man.
He'd kill.
Just shave his head, bald, sit in that chair. Yeah. But yeah. he's so villainous though. He's like, he is like a devious. I want to see him in more of like a, if he does go to the MCU, I want to see him more of a dark role. You know what I mean? Like like a Mephisto or something.
That'd be good too. But definitely, if you could imagine Gus Fring as a Professor X, that's,
he's so dark. I could, who is like a really like nefarious villain in the MC or in Marvel Comics, who like we haven't seen yet, but Mephisto has so much makeup though. I don't know if that would work.
Yeah, Mephisto's always been rumored since WandaVision.
Magneto would be sick. I think you'd kill Magneto. Or yeah, variant. Yeah, he could be a variant Professor X.
Magneto is really more cerebral, just like Gus Fring.
I think he'd be a great Magneto.
Yeah.
Who knows? So we'll see. We'll see where it goes.
If that was the case, if Giancarlo could be a Magneto, then you have to bring back Bryan Cranston as Professor X.
That's actually great. Big ups though to Jeremy Renner. I'm watching Renovation for sure. I was so happy to see him walk out though. That was something. That was a sight to behold.
Yeah, definitely blessed to be saved that day. Just to get those people just on the ball, just getting them sutured up and then taken to the hospital, back out the snowcat, and you know, even the nephew.
Yeah.
Just doing,
even the nephew having to see his own, I don't even know what I'd do. See my uncle, who's like my hero, an actual Avenger, you know, underneath the snowcat. I would be like, my life is ending. Like, you can't go. I can't even imagine how much. And he said his entire family, his mom, his whole family were literally by his bed the entire time. Like, they love him so much. He must be a really good dude outside of movies.
Yeah, it's not just the money he's bringing in for the family. He's, you know,
There's plenty of rich celebrities that their family hates him. This guy must be legit real one. You know, he's got the sauce.
Oh yeah.
He's got the sauce.
Well, he's a local hero here. I mean, he was born in the next town over, Modesto. So definitely.
Oh, is he a Modesto boy?
Yeah, just like George Lucas.
I did not know he is a Modesto boy. That's so awesome. I had a friend in that used to live in Modesto, and we'd go listen to his band play at like little house parties.
There's nothing else to do out there but go to orchard parties. You know, it's
house parties, man. Stockton, Modesto, you're going to house parties. That's all you're doing out there.
You're buying meth in Lodi.
You're not going to like clubs. You're not going.
No, there's none of that here. Miso says you could borrow the revenge backstory from Better Call Saul for Bryan Cranston and Giancarlo Esposito. I mean, if that was a case where, yeah, you kind of bring back Gus Fring and Heisenberg for these roles, that would be a nice little synergy there between the two properties.
Oh my God, this is hilarious! Oh my, here I gotta show this. I got to show this. This is so funny. This IGN just posted this. Look at this. Mandalorian chapter 22. Was that peak Star Wars or a misguided disaster?
Everybody's a critic.
It's the turn for the weird. And Mando chapter 22. How do you feel about it? I don't know. I mean, Lizzo was awesome. She was... hot mess, but I loved it. But Lizzo's a hot mess. I mean, that's who she is. Jack Black's a hot mess. That's literally Jack Black has made a career out of being a hot mess.
Yeah, he was trying to play the eccentric ex imperialite, you know, and more of a cut to the wife who's royalty.
Yes. Yep.
And she has to be regal.
Grogu, when Din was like, oh, he doesn't like, you know, he doesn't like being held by strangers. Grogu is just immediately like.
He even helps her out in the game. I forgot what kind of game was it. It was like a frisbee golf kind of deal. You know, putting the ball through the hoops with his.
Oh, yeah, helping her. She won. I was like, that's
right. Hella cute. Like, dude, like, Grogu's. His power levels are starting to really come through for this season.
Dude, he freaking loves he loves him some Lizzo. Blue Hell, I gotta see that, man. You got Ezra to sign it. That is so sick. You gotta post that on our page. Go on to C-List Villains Facebook and post that on there. We gotta share that shit out.
Yeah, Dan E. I won't say his full name, but yeah, you'll find him there. I'll have to approve it since we've been hit with a bunch of spam lately in that group, so I had everything on post approval.
Gotcha.
The I don't know, was some kind of bots were posting the death of Simon Cowell and Justin Bieber and some kind of conspiracy bullshit. Like, dude, okay, this, you gotta end this. Like, they're spreading rumors here, and my mom follows the page. And she's asking me, like, is this true? Like, what's true? Simon Cowell's dead? Like, no.
She's like, well, you guys posted it, Red. What was that? You're like, I'm sorry. It's not me, Mom. Sorry. I'm not.
Well, there's no other way to segue this. I mean, let's review one trailer tonight.
Let's do it.
It just came out with the Marvels.
Okay, let's do it. Teaser
trailer, and let's see.
A little live reaction.
Because have you? Did you even get a peek of it, Luke?
Yeah, I've watched it already twice.
All right, let's take a look at this, and let's see what it think.
Captain Rambo,
what the hell are you doing?
Entering the jump point perimeter.
I'm gonna get you some readings, Fury. Hello?
Oh! Captain Rambo?
Come on, Lara.
We're looking for Kamala Khan.
Darian!
Okay, so our powers are entangled. I can manipulate light energy. And you,
I can totally show you.
No!
Not again!
Okay. Where's our daughter?
Wherever you were.
Diwali action.
Shields up.
Oh.
We're a team.
Oh, no. We're not a team.
We're not a team.
We're not a team. It looks good.
Yeah. I like the way they.
It looks good.
Yeah, they're. I don't know why people are hating on Brie Larson, but this is a good team up. Plus the fact that on that trailer alone, I've never heard it used on any movie when they use the B Beastie Boys Intergalactic Planetary at all on any movie until this one.
It looks, it just, you know what it looks like, Red? It looks like a comic book, a live action comic book movie.
As it should be.
Just fun, lighthearted. Give me just a fun movie. Let me forget about life for 2 hours. And that's, and give me big spectacle and space and space. It looks fun. I'll be there.
Yeah. November 10th is going to be the release. And before that, we'll get Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 next month.
I'm not a fan of Brie either. And I did not like this. I personally did not like the solo movie at all.
I mean, Brie in the, what do you call it, on Scott Pilgrim was pretty good, right?
Yeah, she was on there. Scott Pilgrim.
I don't know what other kind of hate was she getting. Is it just because she's...
She's very one note. She doesn't have a big range in her emotions.
All right.
So her facial expressions and her reactions to things all tend to be within like a couple points of emotion. You know what I mean? She doesn't have a huge range.
All right. So she's practically a robot. She's Data.
She's kind of like a female Data. In fact, she would make it if she did like an AI movie where... What was that one with ScarJo and Joaquin Phoenix?
Oh, like, okay.
Her or she or something like that.
Her?
Or he falls in love with his AI.
I think it was her. It was her. Okay. Well, damn. Someone needs to go back to acting school.
I don't. At this point, it's.
You could say the same thing about Keanu Reeves. His range is pretty low too.
That's true too. Good point. Good. That's a good point actually.
Just because, you know, his star power is up because he works with great producers and great directors, and they write a story around his acting ability or lack of.
Yeah. Keanu Reeves is one note. Who also needs to go back to acting school? Bella Ramsey from Last of Us. She needs to get a little range for Last of Us season 2, hopefully.
What other shows was she in? Because I'm not really familiar with her work.
Game of Thrones.
Okay. Wow, then she should be good if she's on GOT.
Well, but she was one note in that too. All she had to be was very straightforward and
she played one of the Stark kids.
No, she was just a random noble for the North.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, she was a Mormont. She was a Mormont. She lived on Bear Island. She Jorah, the guard for the Queen, Khaleesi, she was her cousin.
Okay, so but her role was small and pretty much insignificant.
It was very well, yes and no. She killed a giant. It was cool. She killed one of the giants and that's how she died. He squished her.
Okay, at least she knows how to emote pain.
Yeah, but she's also she's like a really deep born again Christian too.
Oh, okay. So she's super cultist, like a Chris Pratt.
Yeah, like Chris Pratt, So it's kind of interesting. She's playing a lesbian on a TV show. So I'm like, I wonder how maybe she's not. Maybe she's more like open minded now.
Okay, that's. Really, you know, you close yourself to a bunch of stuff if you disagree with the actual, I guess, issue of it, right? Or if you disagree with LGBTQ or being a tomboy, even that role wouldn't be given to her. It wouldn't have worked out because she wouldn't really immerse herself into the role.
Totally.
Ms. So says Keanu is John Wick. That's all he needs to be. Well,
man, I gotta see. Have you seen 4 yet?
Not yet. Not yet.
Oh, I got to see 4. I heard it's the best, too. 10 out of 10.
Well, Donnie Yen should have been the thing that pulls me into the theaters for it. But, you know, I'll get to it. I just got to finish this, too. So there's a lot of work going on here. I said Lizzie.
Well, I grew up with my sister's gay, so I always grew up around lesbians a lot, and that's pretty much all I hung out with because my sister always
brought her. And she's a lovely person. Her and her wife are an awesome couple.
I know. I'm always, yeah. So, yeah, I love my sister. She was just up here last week with her kids and her wife, and I'm a godparent. I'm a godfather for their children, and yeah. I don't know why people get all worked up about that stuff.
Yeah,
and I'm Christian too. I mean, I'm Christian. I believe in God, and I believe in people should do what they want to do with their own life.
Yeah, if you don't do the judging. It's the guy upstairs does. He does all the judging. So fuck what you think.
Yes, I'm that kind of Christian. I believe in God, but I'm not the kind who. Let God deal with all that.
You don't need to judge or at least be critical of their lifestyle. Like, you live your own life the best of your ability and be happy. That's what should be the meaning of life. Like, you don't have to worry about anybody else's shit but yours. And isn't Berserker Comic Series basically John Wick? What was the other property they did? That one club rave kind of shit that was a video game.
Cyberpunk.
So it's a mix. Berserker is a mix of John Wick and Cyberpunk.
Yes. Yep. You're right. And Cyberpunk was a really promising IP that just kind of never took off. That was disappointing as hell.
It could be the writing, or just that that book was released around pandemic time.
So yeah, it was really, and kind of Berserker too, and Berserker had so much heat and sold so many books that it's like dead now. Where's Berserker?
Where's Ross Ritchie? He's the one supposed to be
Dude, where's Ross Ritchie? The guy was like posting all the time, and now he's gone.
Completely gone. He disappeared from social media. Like, I don't see anything from Boom, at least from Ross Ritchie himself for Boom.
Maybe he's just like, yeah, his last post was February 10th.
This year.
Yes.
Okay.
And I mean, for a guy running a comic, 2 months. Wow, maybe he's doing a hiatus like I did. I think we all kind of needed a little hiatus.
No wonder it was like dead during that whole time for comic book news, or at least pop culture itself. Is, you know, that brand new year, it's over, just all resetting from last year.
Oh wow, yeah, I think Ross needed a little. Need a little break too.
Yeah, he might run into E-Man out there in the Caribbean, because that's where E-Man's at right now.
Man, E-Man, you better enjoy yourself, because I'm hella jealous right now.
Yeah, I better see some pictures topless from E-Man.
Of only E-Man.
Only E-Man.
All right. Well, this was a fun night.
Before the trailer, what would you put? Comic book grading scale for a trailer.
You know, I'm gonna go 8-0.
8-0 in that?
You know.
9-2 for me. 9-2 for me.
It looks good, but I'm just reserving judgment until I see it. The trailer was a solid 8-0 though. It's solid. You know, it looks fun.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like anything that's gonna blow my socks off, but
all right.
It just looks like a fun movie. Kind of like how Ant-Man was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nothing crazy, nothing.
It just moves the universe along.
Moves the universe along. And God, that universe needs some kind of movement.
Oh yeah. Well, with Bob Iger running Disney again, and they're cutting back production on Star Wars and Marvel's and MCU. So now they're reducing the amount of the stuff that they release per year in order to get the quality back up. So let's hope this works. Well, it's, at least in their mind, I'm completely happy with what they're putting out. It doesn't seem watered down to me, but I guess they're listening to a lot of the critics out there that, you know, they need to bring up the quality.
All right. They need to, and fast, because it is struggling.
Well, sometimes y'all gotta hit the struggle bus in order to get to your destination, which is
we're all in the struggle bus right now, man.
Yes. Let's move together. Keep on working together, and I try to get out of the struggle bus.
Dude, you and I trip to the Philippines, that's what needs to happen.
Trip to the Philippines, we'll do Disneyland here, maybe sometime this century. Hey, most likely if I get bored at San Diego Comic-Con, I just fly down there for the rest of the weekend, and you take my badge.
Love it.
We could probably do that. So we'll see how the year goes. All right, guys. Hey, good to see you guys joining us tonight. And again, we'd like to apologize for not being here as often as we should.
No, we're not apologizing. We needed the rejuvenation.
We needed a reset. And
we needed that Gwyneth Paltrow goop vaginal refreshing.
Yes, and buy her candles because it smells like her vagine. Supposedly.
It does.
Well, we'll see you guys next time on a whole brand new episode. Hopefully next Tuesday. And have a good night, everybody. Good night, Luke.
Peace.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of the Seedless Villains Podcast, your cultivators of the comic culture. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and email us at seedlessvillains@gmail.com. You can also leave us a voicemail or text us at 209-975-7597. Be sure to join Luke Week's Facebook group, Rare Keys and First Appearance Comics. And you can follow us on our two Instagram accounts, Seedless Villains and Seedless Villains Podcast. Lastly, follow the villains on their separate IG accounts, at Luke Weeks, at C-List Villainous Red, at C-List E-Man, and I am at AJ the Comic Collector. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you all next episode.